Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So in today's video, we have our goddess from The Beauty and the Beast, and it's Emma Watson, and let's take a look at what she had to say about Beauty and the Beast. She was this feisty young woman who spoke her mind, had all of these ambitions, was incredibly independent and wants to see the world, and was so smart. And I loved how she had this relationship with Beast, which is toe-to-toe. That to me just seems like such a dynamic and interesting kind of relationship that I had never seen before in a fairy tale. She was this feisty young woman who spoke her mind, had all of these ambitions, was incredibly independent and wants to see the world, and was so smart. And I love how she had this relationship with Beast, which is toe-to-toe. That to me just seems like such a dynamic and interesting kind of relationship that I had never seen before in a fairy tale. 那我们就来看的第一个字呢是 feisty， 它的重音在 fei 的地方发 fei 的音 ，feisty 指的是活跃的。那像是例句里面提到， Belle was such a feisty young woman， 也就是说她非常活跃，非常知性这样。再我们来看的是 ambition， ambition 呢指的是雄心或者是抱负的意思，重音在 bi 的地方 ambition。 A.M. 呢是发 M 的音，那我们可以说 one of his ambition is to become the CEO of this company. 他有一个雄心壮志呢，就是要成为这个公司的 CEO。那它的形容词呢，则是 ambitious. Ambitious 则是指野心这样子。那我们有时候会把这个字呢列为稍微比较负面一点，就是说这个人野心太重这一种感觉。 举例来说呢， The rookie was somehow very ambitious. 这个菜鸟呢，好像非常非常有野心这样。再我们来看的是 independent. Independent 呢是独立的意思，那它的重音就是在最前面的地方 independent. Independent. 举例来说呢，像是 financially independent 就是经济独立。那我们可以说 when a child is financially independent, they would barely need support from their families. 当一个小孩，一个孩子已经可以经济独立之后呢，便不太需要家里的经济支柱了。那跟 independent 反义的呢，则是 dependent， 则是依靠的或者是仰赖，习惯仰赖于谁的。那我们可以说 he is very dependent on his mother. 他非常的仰赖他妈妈。那再来，它的动词原形呢，则是 depend， 则是相信或者是信赖。那我们通常会搭配 depend on 这一个片语。 那就是指取决于的意思。那我们可以说 The result of this competition depends much on the judges. 这个比赛的结果呢是取决于评审的判定这样子。再我们要来看是 dynamic. Dynamic 呢指的是生气勃勃的 dynamic， 它也可以指的是非常多元、非常不一样的那种感觉。 举例来说呢， What I love about this campus is how dynamic it is. 我最喜欢这个校园的部分呢，便是它非常的生气勃勃。最后我们要来看的是 fairy tale。 fairy tale 呢，都是指童话故事的意思，它的重音在 fairy 这边是 fairy。 fairy， 那 tale 这边是发 a 的音 fairy tale。 Fairy tale， 那我们有时候会说 This is not a fairy tale， This is reality， 这不是童话故事，你要面对现实了。Alright， so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. She was this feisty young woman who spoke her mind, had all of these ambitions, was incredibly independent, and wanted to see the world, and was so smart. And I love how she had this relationship with Beast, which is toe-to-toe. That to me just seems like such a dynamic and interesting kind of relationship that I had never seen before in a fairy tale. 那今天特别选了这个 Emma Watson， 那有兴趣的人可以试试她怎么讲英国腔的。 And remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!